inch by inch, row by row.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we prepare for garlic planting. But first, we got some work to do in our garden. And with us on the line to tell us more is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Hey, there's a little bit of blue sky out there today. I'm hoping to see sunshine.
Is that April Fool joke?
No. It's even in the forecast for whatever that's worth. At least the forecast I look at, anyway. So let's have some. Let's be optimistic here.
Okay. So what should we do here to clean up our garden? What should we be doing to clear space out for our garlic?
Well, certainly the finishing harvesting, and I've got one of my boxes still has potatoes in it where I have planned to have garlic going in probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So the potatoes are dying down, so those are coming out. Other places where we may still have carrots and beets might still stay in the ground. But a lot of stuff is done, or if it is done, if the cabbage family crops have been harvested, get them out of the ground. Old lettuce and Swiss chard plants, if they're deteriorating, get them out of there. And remove the slug habitat. Some of the stuff we may not want to be composting, like potato vines and cabbage family, because of the root maggots that we don't want to bury those in the compost where they will potentially survive and come back to reinfest our garden next year when we go to spread that out there. So we may just have to send that off to the dump, or if you've got of course, it's pretty tough to burn this stuff at this point.
Yeah, it's kind of wet.
But get rid of it at any rate. So then we do our preparation for garlic planting, which is really mixing in good compost and fertilizer into that or those boxes or beds where we're going to be planting garlic. It likes a lot of food, and I'll even be doing some additional feeding next spring once it starts to sprout. But get that ready. Get your garlic. I mean, hopefully you gardeners have saved garlic from their crop, some of their biggest and best bulbs for the nicest cloves to be replanted, or order it, or find some from some of our local sources. Just brought in 30 pounds from Iowa, no less, this past week. So that has to be, you break up the cloves, break the bulbs apart into cloves. We plant those in rows or beds, and I am spacing mine about 6 inches apart in rows and between rows. That's a good spacing so they can pull up the nutrients. Again, it also depends on how rich your soil is. Wider spacing if your soil is not so good. After I've got it all covered up, I'm only planting it 2 inches deep, not as deep as tulips and daffodils, and remember, pointy end up.
And one question here for somebody who might be kind of new to gardening and garlic planting, you just don't want to go to your produce section in your grocery store and pick up garlic bulbs there. You want to get something different, right?
Well, normally, yes. And the problem, part of the problem with what's available in the grocery store is that most of it's California white garlic. It's a soft neck garlic, which doesn't do really well here anyway. It isn't quite as bad a problem with diseases and other concerns that we have with planting store-bought potatoes that are just sprouting. But it's just not a very suitable variety for us. We are generally planting hardneck garlics, which are big, well, grow larger. They're more tolerant of cold temperatures, have fewer but larger cloves in each bulb. The unfortunate part about those is they don't store as long as the softneck garlic from California. So there's trade-offs there. Again, the challenge is the stuff in the store just doesn't survive very well over the winter. So that's a reason to be acquiring from local sources, local garlic growers, or buying it. There's lots, and go online, do a search for hardneck garlic. Territorial Seeds does well with it. Peaceful Valley Farms in California has a good selection of garlic also. And they're shipping pretty quickly at this point. And timing for garlic planting in October, before the ground freezes.
Okay, and just back to compost real briefly in the seconds that we have left here. You've been raiding fish streams for your compost?
Well, down on the beach, I've picked up some of the dead humpies and burying those in or underneath in the deep soil underneath where the garlic is growing. And the other critical thing I should have mentioned about once we get our garlic planted, likewise down on the beach, throw some seaweed on top, and a clear layer of clear plastic over the whole thing for the winter. So that nice blanket, keep them warmer, drier, and they will start growing roots. And around the 1st of April next year, they will be showing up in our gardens again.
Okay, Ed, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.